There's a most interesting and successful Zulu Christian community called the Church of Shembe, officially known as the Church of Nazareth, in the province of Natal, which was founded by a remarkable man who undoubtedly appreciated the necessity for a compromise between the two patterns of thought in all departments of life, between the northern or European pattern on the one hand and the southern or Zulu pattern on the other. This man, Isaiah Shembe, started a sect which has continued to make the best of both worlds and a great success of the compromise. They called him the Prophet, Mprofete, because it's claimed that he had had direct instruction from the High God in several visions. Two visions were especially important. The one concerned the virtue of encouraging his followers to retain their peasant dress, the traditional Zulu costume with all its beads and fine skins and bright colours, in contrast to those other Amakolwa, those who are called, the converts, to the many Christian denominations controlled by white people, who were persuaded, if not commanded, to wear conventional trousers and dresses like their teachers. The other vision concerned the use of religious dances. Today, 40 years or more after the original vision of the Prophet Shembe, his much enlarged following, now numbering some 40,000 or more, led by his son Galilee Shembe, dance some of the finest and most reverent Christian dances one is ever likely to see. The form of the dance is not at all unlike a Zulu country dance, in that it is performed in age and sex groups, the men and boys by themselves, and the older women, the younger women, and the children, each by themselves, in their own groups. But it is quite distinctive to the accustomed eye, and the music for the dance is the singing of Zulu composed hymns, which sound not at all unlike old regimental ihubo, those fine rolling songs which delighted past generations of Zulu for more than a century. Here, then, the resilience of African musical forms is overcoming its temporary eclipse and reasserting those styles of music and singing most suited to the nature and customs of the people. These followers of the Church of Shembe undertake a pilgrimage every year to a special hill called Nhlangakazi, where they camp out in bivouacs up on the shoulder of the hill for 2 weeks, wet or fine, hold their services high up, 1,000 feet above the surrounding countryside spread out below, and dance to the Lord on special days on the hilltop itself. I've seen, as you may have done, the last remnants of Christian dancing in Spain, in the great cathedral of Seville, danced by the small pages before the high altar with precision and reverence. But when you see over 1,000 Zulu men, women, and young people dance to the Lord on the crown of an African hill, you must envy their ability to remain African in so vivid, sincere, and devoted a fashion, true to their age-old belief in the virtue of religious dancing. And this is the sound of their Zulu Christian dancing. You would never have guessed, perhaps, that that music was as devoutly Christian as any cathedral anthem in Norwich or Exeter, London or Liverpool.